Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode number 63 of this podcast. Now listen, today we are talking about, are you isolating yourself? We're talking about this feeling that I had for a couple of weeks there where things didn't feel the right way. I was sort of going into a self-discovery way where I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know about me. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. And I started to feel like an imposter, and I started to feel like I am an person of influence. People looking up to me. What am I doing? What's going to happen? Like, it was just so scary. So scary to really see that I didn't know what I was talking about, pretty much. And the more I was going down into this who am I type of couple of weeks, the more I wasn't aware of it. That's the thing. Like, I wasn't aware that I was going through that. But what I was feeling is that I wanted to just disappear. What I mean by that I wanted to just be by myself, lock myself in the house, don't see anybody. I would decline all my friends' invitations. I would just spend time with my beautiful only boy. And I would just like, you know, study. But then I started to also stop doing all the things that fill my soul. I stopped playing piano, I stopped dancing salsa, I stopped reading, I stopped, you know, listening to podcasts as much as I used to. It's sort of like one thing at a time. I started to do less and less and less, and I started to get stuck into checking out what other people were doing on social media. I started to get stuck into maybe Netflix. I was started to get stuck into chatting on the phone with people, and people that were not maybe raising my vibration as such. And it was really difficult for me to stop. It sort of like created a pattern. And the more I was in the pattern, the more I was making it wrong. The more I would think, what's going on? What's wrong with me? Why am I doing this? What's happening? Why am I not snapping out of this? I know better than this. I should not be doing this. And I was giving myself so much hard time. It was so difficult to get out of it. And it was so difficult to be aware, see it, don't judge it, and get out of it. Instead, because I was so judging it so much, and I was feeling so such an imposter. I'm like, well, people are looking up to me. I should know better. I've studied stuff. I know how to get out of this. Why am I not doing it? And the more I was feeling like that, the less I wanted to show up on social media, which actually is another healing thing that I do a lot. When I feel down and I show up on social media and I do a Facebook Live and I do a post and just feel better, because I am always looking at life on the other side of my life, if that doesn't make sense. Instead, when I stop posting, when I stop doing all the things that makes me really feel good in life, I then start to dissociate from my audience, dissociate from my followers and from myself. So I started to really lose track of who I am, but most likely lose track of who I am, of my passions, of what makes me feel good. So I know for sure that this happens to a lot of people, and I wanted to share it in a podcast because I feel that too many successful people out there don't share the lows. They only talk about the highs. They only talk about how life is amazing and how, you know, stop procrastinating, people, stop doing this, stop doing that. And I'm like, you know what? I wasn't procrastinating in business, because I've worked out a strategy for me to really get shit done. And I always get shit done, but the passion wasn't there. The drive wasn't there. I was doing it to tick a box, but I wasn't feeling it. And it's been really difficult for me to admit that, and it was really hard for me to just accept it and go, do you know what, this is happening, do you know what, it's true. And I needed to feel I actually had a friend of mine that messaged me and said, what's going on? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Nothing. And I was so getting myself busy in the ground of things. I was just so working so hard. And I was like appointment after appointment during the week. And then in the weekend, I was just like so tired and exhausted. I would do nothing. And I was like, what do you mean? I've been busy. The last few weeks I've been busy. So I didn't even realize that it was happening. I knew something was happening. I knew this. I kept saying, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? But I didn't really see all of this until I got out of it, until this friend of mine said, what's up? I'm like, what are you talking about? Nothing is up. Like, well, you haven't been posting on Facebook for a while. I know that when you don't post, that means that you are not feeling well. And you usually shut down and don't you reach out to me. So I know that something is up. What's up? And I'm like, damn it. Yeah, something was up. You're right. I was a bit in a funk. I was a bit stuck, but I wasn't even aware of it. Like I was just going through, I was getting myself busy and I stopped and then I look back and I realized that I stopped all my hobbies, all my things, and I was feeling quite lonely and I just went into that down moment and I was like, wow, thank you. Yes, I was like that and probably I still am. Okay, well, let's do it. So then I started to slowly get back into my routine of listening to my podcast in the morning, stop snoozing and just getting up. I started to play piano a little bit more. I did so many little things one at a time. I reinstate all the hobbies, all the things into my daily life. That is, I started to feel better. I started to talk to my friends again, the ones that really helped me and support me. I started to listen to the right podcast. I started to read again every day. And so I started to lift myself back up and I started to share it on social media, on my podcast, on everywhere that I can, because I want to let people know that if they're feeling down, if they're feeling they're stuck in a rut, if they're feeling that they're stuck into this funk and they don't even know it's happening probably, there is a way out. There is a way out of it. We all get into that. The thing is, you got to, you know, stop and look at your life and look what you're doing and really go, is this who I am? Is this who I want to be? Is this how I want to show up in my life? Is this really who I want to be remembered as? And so when I ask myself that question, I go, no, like people know that Francesca is super active, that she's super positive, that she get, you know, out there. So this is who I truly am. And it's okay not to be like that all the time. It's totally okay. I wasn't trying to make that wrong. But that's who I am at core. So what's going on? And that really set me down and I really had a conversation with my younger self. So my younger self is Franchi. And this is how my family used to call me growing up. And I sat Franchi down and I said, what's up? And she's terrified. She's terrified of being alone. She's terrified of ending up alone. She's terrified that because of the business, we have not concentrated on finding a husband. And because of the business, I'm yet not a mother. And Franchi is terrified of that. She's terrified of missing out on what life is truly about. And she's afraid of have wasted time in the business to show people that she's worth it without concentrating on finding love, which is even more what she truly wants. So it was really important for me to sit down and realize that that is been happening in the background of my brain. And so there was this sort of resentment against the business and against my followers and against my clients and probably against my team. Because it's like you business, like as a bubble, including of clients and followers and team and all of that. So the business did that to me, which is not true. Absolutely not true. And what if the business is my mission? What if the business is my purpose? What if the business is my family? What if the business is my baby? So it was really good to have that realization of, wow, people look at me and my life from the outside and they see this perfect life. I've got the perfect house, I've got the perfect car, and I've got the perfect business, and I've got the perfect team, and I've got the money, and I've got the lifestyle, and I do whatever I want, whenever I want. And I'm like, yeah. And I come home at night and I'm alone. And I remember, listen, this is a really crazy story. When I used to live in London, I was obsessed with Whitney Houston, and it's a song of Whitney Houston that says, and I open the door and I come home and there's nothing there. There's no one there. And I remember sobbing on that song, and I'm like, now look at my life. I'm like, holy shit, I created that. I grew up being afraid of love because of my mom and dad divorce. I was terrified of ending up in such a sad relationship like my mom and dad had. I was terrified of being cheated on. I was terrified of living the life that my parents lived. And I was starting to manifest, if I'm alone, I'll be lonely, but at least I'll be safe. At least I'll be protected. At least I won't have my heart broken. And that was really something that I just really realized the other day when I went, holy guacamole, I have created the safe place where I have pushed away every opportunity for me to allow love inside because of the fear of being hurt. And when we do that, we actually get hurt. And so, again, I wanted to share this with you guys because I wanted to realize that some of you have this same circumstance with business. You were so afraid of failing that you've pushed business so away that you have not actually succeeded at it. And for me, it was love. For other people, it is weight. For other people, it is friendships. For other people, it is money. Whatever that is, whatever that look like, that awareness, that deep awareness of going, I was trying to isolate myself so that nobody could see through that, so that nobody could see the truth of I was lonely. I was feeling lonely. I was feeling a fraud. I was feeling like I was an imposter because Francesca Moy should have her shit together. Francesca Moy should feel happy all the time. Francesca Moy should be this type of person. So there were so many expectations that I was putting on myself. Nobody does that. I mean, if they do, whatever, it doesn't really matter. I was doing that to me. So if you are thinking that you're isolating yourself, that you're not posting on social media because you're thinking who's going to want to read it, or you're thinking you're not good enough, or you're not worth it, or you're an imposter, it's normal. But what if us, all of us, sharing ups, our ups and downs will help other people feel, oh, it's normal. I mean, success in life doesn't mean that you have to be successful in relationships, that you have to have a love relationship to be a successful person. I'm actually most of the time quite happy and content, but I was making the being alone wrong. I was making the living by myself wrong. I was making the fact that I've pushed men away wrong. And it may be wrong, but maybe this is my journey. And maybe this is where I needed to show other single women that they can be happy even by themselves. And maybe now that I'm accepting that, I will find love. And maybe not. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But what I wanted to say is that isolating ourselves is not the answer. Even if I'm single, even if I'm by myself, I need to choose family around me. I need to make sure that I create the life that I want with or without him, because it's not going to be healthy for me to just close down. If you are closing down in your business, in your relationships, in your friendships, because you haven't achieved what you want to achieve and you're ashamed of it. I think that this is a big thing for me. I'm 38 and single. I did a post about it. There's a lot of shame around being 38 and single. There is this underlying what's wrong with you type of question. Like, why are you still single? Why nobody got you? What's wrong with you? And it's a joke, but is there. It's there in my heart, it's there as a truth. And there is that imposter of going, how am I teaching clients mindset and business mindset, but I can't work out my relationship, or what's wrong with me? So if you're finding yourself wanted to isolate yourself, if you're finding yourself that you wanted to push everybody away, push business away, push social media away, if you find yourself procrastinating, do things that are not feeling your soul, stop. Stop and do the things that make you feel good. Those are the things that are going to get you closer to what you actually want. And as I say that, my brain tells me, how do you know? You haven't got love yet. Thank you, brain, for that thought. I appreciate it. So listen, that voice is never going to stop, because that voice is there to protect us, protect our heart from getting hurt, from getting our hopes up. But I choose to hope, and I choose to believe that everything I want It's happening. It's already manifested. I'm just not seeing it right now. I do know that deep, deep, deep inside. And I did that with my business. When my business wasn't a thing, when my business wasn't making any money, when my business wasn't converting, when my business wasn't paying the bills, I had this deep belief that it was going to happen. And I kept pushing and I kept doing all the things that make my soul really shine. The other day, someone asked me, when is this last time that you were 1,000,000% happy for the longest period of time? And when I look back, it was in 2015, between 2014 and 2015, when I first started the business. I wasn't monetizing it yet, oh no, but I was so centered. I was going to the gym. I was dancing salsa. I had lots of friends. I had a social life. I was doing business. I was hustling. I was going on social media. I was going to networking events. I was seeing that bigger picture. I was seeing my future self, and I went and get her. And that's what I'm about to do now. And that's what I'm going to do now. And I've been already doing it. It's just been something that it was a little bit deeper as a pain since I was a little girl. This fear of not being able to succeed in relationships like my family have or haven't. So this is me, a raw episode where I really wanted to bring that awareness around this fear and this need for isolation. I know there is lots of people out there for during COVID, when they the last lockdown here in Brisbane, I realized how many people in my complex where I live, they're alone. There's lots of people in this complex that live by themselves. So I made pizza and I went to bring pizza to all my neighbors, and it was beautiful because lots of people were truly alone and they were very impressed and were very happy that someone had the thought of bringing them something to eat during lockdown. What if we do that all the time? What if we, instead of close ourselves off, we just open up? What if we surround ourselves with people around us, with people that maybe are in the same situation as us? What if we just reach out to people, get people help? Don't try to do it all by yourself, because yes, it's an internal journey and it's on ourselves. But hey, there's lots of people out there that are alone. There's lots of people out there that are doing business alone. There's lots of people out there that are struggling. So putting your struggles out there will make other people feel better about themselves, but also will get you some help. So don't isolate. Don't put yourself out there and don't hide from putting yourself out there. Go out there and let the world know where you're at, because there won't be judgment, but there will be so much love. And I know that this podcast will bring so much love with so much, many people that will reach out. And I know that already. And I know that for sure, because I know that deep down people have this amazing, beautiful heart and they just want to belong. Everybody wants to belong. Everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to be a community. So let's be the first. Let's be the first person to put our hand up and go, hey, I wasn't okay. I'm not okay. I'm struggling here. And it's okay to struggle. No matter where you are in the business, in success, in any area of your life, it's okay to struggle. Even if everything is going okay, even if your life seems to be perfect, it's okay to have a tough time. Embrace a tough time. As long as you let it go through you and go to the other side and lift yourself back up, and you're going to grow from it. And I've grown from it, and I'm ready for the next step. Thank you for listening, everybody. I'll see you next week.
Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out my Facebook group, Entrepreneurs Abundance Mindset. It's a community of over 9,000 business owners that are also ready to boom their businesses. Don't forget to also hit the subscribe button on this podcast and leave a review so that you can win a ticket to my Invisible to Invincible workshop. I'll see you next week.